And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day, a part of our call. A part of our call. Plus, we examine Meshuggah News, the Cuckoo Edition. Also, Modified Common Sense Commentary, Galatians chapter 5, verses 2 through 6, or something thereabouts. And today's Facebook post, Help, I Need Somebody.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. Growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Christ, and his life turned around. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experience with as many people as he could. Then he found K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment. You know, when I said politics, everybody just went, ugh. Entertainment and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations. My life's insanities, and oh no, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio, and that's all there is to it. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. Stand by for SRN News.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Some troubling conclusions about that Oakland warehouse fire that killed 36 people. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Special Agent in Charge, Jill Snyder, says there were no fire alarms or other fire safety systems in the warehouse.
Right now, there is no evidence that a fire alarm system or fire suppression was installed in the building.
The fire spread quickly, trapping people on the second floor. Snyder says her investigators are still trying to determine the cause of the fire.
There is no evidence at this time that the fire was arson or that it was intentionally set. It hasn't definitively been ruled out, but we have no evidence of that.
The fire broke out during a dance party Friday night. There aren't many survivors left of the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor, Hawaii on December 7, 1941, but many of them gathered there today in remembrance of the 2,300 men killed on that day of infamy, in FDR's words. USS Arizona survivor Lauren Bruner says he and many others were hospitalized for their wounds at Pearl Harbor.
But we were burned all over. So they got hoops for the bed, so they put the blankets over.
There are also remembrances in New York and Washington today. One police officer is dead and another is in critical condition after they responded to a domestic situation in southern Georgia. America's police chief Mark Scott tells WALB-TV the police are looking for a single suspect.
We are currently seeking the suspect. He's been identified as Mr. Manguel Kennedy Limbrick. We have agencies from across the South Georgia area. Federal, state, and local agencies are here. There is a manhunt underway.
Limbrick may now be posting messages on his Facebook page, including one saying, not going to jail. A record day on Wall Street as the Dow was up by 298 points. The NASDAQ rose 61. The S&P advanced 29. This is SRN News.
Russell Wilson here. With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids!
To get involved, go to unitedway.org/play60.
Donate!
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course!
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
From Washington, D.C., it's the Cal Thomas Commentary. And now, here is America's number one syndicated columnist, Cal Thomas.
Today marks the 75th anniversary of the unprovoked Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor and America's entry into World War II. Donald Stratton is one of five surviving sailors from the USS Arizona. He is the first from that ship to write a book about it. It's called All the Gallant Men, and if you want something that shows younger people what bravery and character look like, This is the book for you. Stratton was a 19-year-old who joined the Navy because, as he says, he needed a job and regular meals. He was from a small town in rural Nebraska that had been devastated by the Great Depression and the Dust Bowl. He and his colleagues displayed enormous bravery under attack. He writes of the cruelty of the Japanese and the bravery of his shipmates, some of whom he names and who spring back to life like ghosts on a canvas. Men and women of that generation are leaving us by the hundreds every day. If you have a family member old enough to remember Pearl Harbor, ask where they were and what they remember from that December 7th. If not, get Donald Stratton's book. He'll tell you. I'm Cal Thomas in Washington.
For a free copy of today's commentary and other information, visit calthomas.com or send a written request mentioning the date and subject to Values Through Media, Post Office Box 7065, Arlington, Virginia, 22207. Tax-deductible gifts support these commentaries and are appreciated. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
Maranatha Chapel is having a special celebration for your enjoyment, and it's free! That's right! On Sunday, December 11th at 6 p.m., Maranatha Chapel is presenting our special guest speaker, Will Graham, grandson of the beloved evangelist Billy Graham, who will be bringing a special message proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. Also, Dennis Agajinian will be lifting up honor and glory to our Lord Jesus Christ through a special night of Christmas songs of praise and worship. Here's the best part! You and your family and friends can attend for free! Maranatha Chapel is located at 10752 Coastwood Road in San Diego. For more information, call 858-613-7800. That's 858-613-7800. Or go to maranathachapel.org. No child care is provided. The doors open at 5:30. Come December 11th and join us in the worship and special songs and hear the proclamation of the gospel by William Franklin Graham IV. Mark your calendars. It's going to be extraordinary. We'll see you there.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ. Man on the moon. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't know when, but we'll get together then.
You know we'll have a good time then. Oh, welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Quick reminder, you want to reach the show, davidspoon at kprz.com is the email they have given us. If you don't know what email is, they've invented dirt, so that would be nice to stay current in life. So over this last hour, I had the opportunity to talk about forgiveness and not harboring pain or anger and letting it turn into some form of bitterness, and that we need to operate in forgiveness. And so I was talking with Tugboat Todd, my producer, and in discussing that, we discussed a little bit of a scenario that happened to me today with my eldest child. As you know, if you've been listening to the show, the wife and I have been dog-sitting. This would have been, it's day 10 and a half, technically 11, especially in Jewish culture, maybe 21, to be really honest. And so she gives me a call up and says, the packages have been delivered. The packages have been delivered, which is a nice way of saying that the dogs are out and gone. It's like, hallelujah, right? Because you get a break, right? We had Dookie and Dakota hanging out at our house for quite some time. So she said, I'm going to go set up the carpet cleaning, and we had mentioned to my son and his wonderful wife that we were going to coordinate this carpet cleaning scenario and that they were going to have to pay since the dogs came into our place and, you know, just kind of hung out. So I texted my son and just said, hey, one quick line, welcome back. You got to pay for carpet cleaning. Nana boo boo. And he didn't take too kindly to that because I wasn't very sensitive as a dad, recognizing that he had just come back from a really long trip. He was really tired, got it at 3 in the morning. So I want to make sure I correct that and then give Tugboat Todd the opportunity to share what he shared with me, which was great insight. So first, as a more proper, more appropriate, fatherly approach to my son returning from the really difficult task of being in Maui, here is what I would like to say.
Welcome back.
All right, so there's the welcome back part, and now it's like, oh, smooch, 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 smooch. So my whole point in that was to say that I wasn't very sensitive because, you know, I'm a business guy. I'm an all-business guy, maybe too often. That's why my wife can put up with me, because God has given her super strength because she's superwoman. Well, she's a superwoman to me. So then I was telling this to Todd. Now, Todd, without going too far, you were pointing out, you know, hey, you know, that wasn't very sensitive on your part. You weren't thinking that all the way through, huh?
Well, you said it perfectly right there. You're business. You're business-minded. And when I see my dad, it's kind of the same way. And every once in a while, I wanted just a big greeting from my father, want a hello, and he's straight to business. He might do a little quick hello. But when are you going to take care of this or something real abrupt? So I can relate a little bit where I want to get a big hello for my pops.
Okay, so with that in mind, being that I am not unwilling to be corrected or instructed or learn, that's not for everybody in our family, but it is somewhat for me. I should have been a little bit more, hey, welcome back. It's great to have you. San Diego is better for having you be here. And by golly, it's not been the same without you. What dogs? I have no idea what you're talking. Should have been a little bit more like that.
Exactly.
Okay. Should have been a little more like that. And then at what point then do you turn around and say, oh, by the way, not to burden you in any capacity that the dogs use the inside of our apartment as kind of a parking lot, but I need a little, how do I do that?
Maybe the second topic of conversation. Let the first, you know, greeting fill out, ask a little bit questions about the travels, and then kind of let that be secondary, because I could tell it was first thing on your mind.
Yeah, so the first thing that's on your mind is the first thing that really comes out is the main topic, not even the intro, huh?
Well, it's got to be kind of, you know, like your radio show. You want to get to the thick, you know, you don't start off with the real heavy stuff. You got to get into it a little bit.
Okay, so you build your way up.
Yeah.
You build yourself. So the welcome is not really a build your way up. It's just a heart greeting saying, great to see you.
Yes. And it needs to be heart-filled.
And it needs to be real, like we talked about when we're talking about extending forgiveness or being a welcome. All right. So with that in mind, I just want to say to my son, welcome back, son, to San Diego. I'm telling you right now, we are just so happy that you have returned. We're even going to knock a couple dollars off of the carpet cleaning charge that we're giving you. That's how happy we are to see you.
And why were you in charge of notifying the bill and not your wife?
Because she is much smarter than I. That is why.
And she's probably a little more nurturing.
Yeah. See, and more nurturing, more loving, more wise, you know, better looking. I mean, she'd say all those things. And so there it is. That's the best that they're going to get. And you want to know what? That's the best they're ever going to get right there. Although it's not bad, right?
No, it wasn't bad. And that's good. And I'm sure you're a great father.
At moments. I'm sure you're a terrific son. At moments.
At moments, yes.
Right. Okay. All right. So now both of you who are listening can hang up or shut your computer off because the rest of it doesn't have to do with you guys. Okay. Goodbye. All right. So that's good, though, that we can engage in that and talk about that. Because when you said that to me when I was in your what do we call that? You call that what?
This is the control room. Master control.
Wait a minute. It's the control room or it's the master control, because we have another room just like it for the other studio.
Well, this is the KPRZ master control.
And is that what they actually call it, the master control? Is it MCZMC?
It's abbreviated MCR out on their buttons out there.
MCR for master control room, but
correct.
Not necessarily Z. Okay. So when we were talking about it, you were expressing what the different point of view was. I thought that was good because it gave me a quick insight that I would be typically more business, and primarily because the wife said, you know, we got to get the carpet cleaned, and, you know, then it becomes a money issue. You know, I don't have any issues with money. I don't have enough. That's not an issue. It's a reality.
Hey, you can't have an issue if you don't have any, right?
Exactly. Well, let's see. That would be my thinking. All right. So most people are like going, wow, how did you use that whole segment to apologize to your son and to acknowledge your wife is better than you and then to give props to Tugboat Todd and not really teach anything? If that wasn't a teaching, you're not listening. How about that? What is it that we need to do? I could have taken the pride position. There's nothing in me that says when I see my son on Friday night, which I'm going to see Friday night, there's nothing in me that's going to say I'm going to handle that perfectly. There's just nothing in me that goes, oh, you'll just do that. Terrific. I will go in with a feather in my cap going, I apologized on air. What did you do? Okay. I'm just saying. But what it is being responsive and and not just being so dog-headed. Now, I have a lot of dog-headed in me. And I'm going to say that's not even from my dad. It's really from my mom. And that's not even really from my mom. That's from my grandma. And if you start comparing me to my grandma Selma, we got some real problems. I mean, that's I can't even get into the jokes that go down that family line. But the key is that Tugboat Todd said something to me, and I thought, you know, I didn't think of it from that point of view. We talked about this yesterday on the points of view. Like, I didn't consider it from the child's point of view that sometimes when you're gone from family and you're away and you love one another, you want to just hear, it's so great to have you back. I'm glad you're close. I mean, we obviously adore our children. I mean, we moved, so my drive is no longer 10 minutes, but an hour and 10 minutes one way just to be closer to them. I guess that doesn't mean there won't be strife, though, huh? Is that the reality? But do you feel like you learn from your dad?
Always. All the time.
Yeah. Do you ever just give him money on the side because he's a really terrific guy?
No, I don't.
Okay. You should work on that.
He does the reverse.
It's the reverse? You're not helping me.
He gives me money every once in a while. Helps me.
You're not helping my cause, okay? You're not helping me right now. You're supposed to be on my side. You're supposed to go, yes, I give my dad money all the time and pay for his meals. That's what I want my son to hear.
I don't have money to give him, but I do sacrifice time. I'm his IT guy. Anytime he needs any IT, I'm right there at the house.
Do you know how many Christmas presents I have for my son that say, I will build you a website? Do you have any idea? I have a library. I now file them differently using the Dewey Decimal System. That's what I have right now.
Well, with my dad, it's usually loading songs onto his iPod. He goes to the gym all the time and he'll have the same 10 songs on for a year. And he's like, please, can you load up some different songs for me? So I went in there the other day, put 50 new songs in there.
Wow. One, your dad sounds like a stellar guy since I've been doing that for 2 years. Same songs, never changing. So I love your dad already, haven't met him. And number two, that's what my wife does for me. I don't know. I just look at it. All right, we're going to take a break, then come back. We're going to get into our DDD. It's called A Part of Our Call. Don't go anywhere. Just going to take a short break. We will return. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Be right back. So
darling, darling, stay. More local, national, and heavenly talk coming up on the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
There's so much fear at Christmas about what a student can or cannot do in the public schools without being censored or punished. So what can we do? This is Jim Garlow. After intimidating communication from the ACLU, a school official from an academy in South Carolina prohibited students from performing Joy to the World, and O Come All Ye Faithful, even after rehearsals had begun. Alliance Defending Freedom sent the school a letter on behalf of concerned parents. The school looked into it and reversed the ban. They'd gotten a better understanding of what the First Amendment permits and protects. A lot of myths we believe about the lack of religious freedom in public education just aren't true. Gratefully, Alliance Defending Freedom has put together a Christmas and public schools myth fact sheet for students and parents. Download a copy free at jimgarlow.com. Don't leave your faith at home this Christmas.
Maranatha Chapel is having a special celebration for your enjoyment, and it's free. That's right. On Sunday, December 11th at 6 p.m., Maranatha Chapel is presenting our special guest speaker, Will Graham, grandson of the beloved evangelist Billy Graham, who will be bringing a special message proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. Also, Dennis Agajinian will be lifting up honor and glory to our Lord Jesus Christ through a special night of Christmas songs of praise and worship. Here's the best part. You and your family and friends can attend for free.
free. Maranatha Chapel is located at 10752 Coastwood Road in San Diego. For more information, call 858-613-7800. That's 858-613-7800. Or go to maranathachapel.org. No child care is provided. The doors open at 5:30. Come December 11th and join us in the worship and special songs and hear the proclamation of the gospel by William Franklin Graham IV. Mark your calendars. It's going to be extraordinary. We'll see you there.
Well, if you had been in charge, how would you have staged the birth of God? Hello, I'm Chuck Swindoll. Frankly, I don't believe I would have settled for a feeding trough in Bethlehem. I'd have certainly had some lights and a little bit of nobility thrown in there. I would have nudged Caesar Augustus in the middle of that night and said, "You fool, you've missed it all. You think you're the ruler? I'm doing my best work right over there in Bethlehem. Look at that star." But the simplest of settings produced the most amazing of nights.
Pastor and teacher Chuck Swindoll. Visit Insight for Living's website at insight.org.
From the San Diego studios of K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ, this is the Daily Spoon Experience.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Don't forget, if you want to go to Facebook, the David Spoon Experience, you can like it or make a comment, send a private note, whatever you are comfortable with. Also, please don't forget hisappointment.com. I was doing another review on that book myself. It's the book that I wrote, but I review it on a constant basis to see if there's something I could improve on it. I really do think it's a helpful book for people that have gone through some tough times to challenge them to understand that God knows, God knew, God knows, and God knew. And if you can remember those things, you're doing pretty good. I did get a text from my wife. She said I did a really nice job. I got a text from my son saying he wants his money in 20s. I can tell this is not going to end relatively soon, but I did the best I could. That's what we got. A couple things to tell you. Next week, we've got Talking Bibles in studio. So I want to talk about this because I want to be careful about how we, you know, talk about different appeals. For $70, Talking Bibles can translate, manufacture, and place two Talking Bibles with a pastor serving in a refugee camp in South Sudan. In some of these situations, the pastors do not have the same type of education that we would say on a seminary level. So what Whitefields does in that seminary education, they don't have that opportunity in that place right now. So what Talking Bibles is doing is they're sending the word in their language that's spoken so that they can hear it as a group, so that you can get like up to 15, 20 people that can listen at the same time to the Talking Bible, which I was looking at the other day because the gentlemen were in here, and they've got it. It's solar powered, which is like, what? This is no battery scenario, folks. And people, you know, a long time where they were doing with small batteries and so on and so forth. This is solar powered Talking Bibles. I'm not kidding you. I mean, it's the size, it's kind of like the size of my wife's case on her phone. You know, it's kind of about that size, maybe a little bit bigger. Yeah, about that size. And it's just fascinating. And that $70 puts two of those Bibles in the camp in pastors' hands. And it's like, yeah, when these guys come in, this is going to be a Bible fest. I'm excited about it because I like Bibles. I'm a Bible guy. I mean, bibliology is one of the things I just happen to rather enjoy. If you want to get more information, there's a couple of places to do it. Of course, you can usually go to kprz.com, get some kind of info with us, but you can go directly to talkingbibles.org, talkingbibles.org. Or if you want to call them, maybe you want to talk to somebody, because I do that. I call so I can say, well, what about this? What about this? Because I have questions. 855-55-BIBLE. 855-55-BIBLE, an opportunity to bring Bibles for Christmas, Talking Bibles, to people that are in great need. We're going to stand by that all day long, support that all day long. All right, we're going to get into our next, or our first for this hour, DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day. The title is A Part of Our Call, and here is our sound. Yeah, it's Dudley Do Right, which is a really nice way of saying do right. When I tell you about this stuff, do it right. There. You're looking for some deep spiritual thing? There it was, Dudley Do Right. 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 through 9. Finally, all of you have unity of mind, sympathy, brotherly love, a tender heart, and a humble mind. Do not repay evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, bless. For to this you were called, that you may obtain a blessing. Finally, all of you have unity of mind, sympathy, brotherly love, a tender heart, and a humble mind. Do not repay evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, bless. For to this you were called, that you may obtain a blessing. It's pretty cool if you go through this passage and unpack it, as many pastors say. It says, finally, all of you have unity of mind. By the way, unity of mind is not conformity of mind. Even having a one-mindedness does not mean every thought is the exact same, hence why you like perhaps anchovies on your pizza, and I perhaps would never eat that pizza. Pepperoni, I think we're all in. Okay, I'm just saying. Cheese pizza, you can't go wrong. Here's the bottom line, though. The first five things that are mentioned, unity of mind, sympathy, brotherly love, a tender heart, and humble mind. Those are five things that are mentioned. The first and the fifth are both with the mind. Unity of mind and a humble mind. The second, third, fourth one that he mentions are sympathy, brotherly love, and a tender heart. Tender heart, by the way, has to do with the empathy part of things. Sympathy and empathy. You know the difference between sympathy and empathy? Sympathy is when somebody's in a situation and you feel sorry for them. You're not in that same situation, but you have a genuine concern. It's not phony. It's a genuine concern, but you're not in that same place. That's when you have sympathy. When you have empathy, you have been or are in that exact same place, and you feel sorry for them because of the pain you know associated with it, not just the pain that they're going through, but what you also identify with it. But here we have sympathy, love, and a tender heart, which has to do with empathy. So the first two things that Peter talks about in regards to our callings is both have to do with our – or the first and fifth thing have to do with our mind. The second, third, and fourth thing have to do with our heart. And I find it always fascinating in Scripture when everything comes down to the mind and the heart, because it simplifies for me. See, I'm a simple guy, and people want to get into the great complexities and go into the deep subconscious and go into this realm and that realm, and I just can't do it. I mean, I've studied it all. I just can't do it. But what I can figure out is my mind being that which I reason with and more of my intellect, and my heart being that which I more feel with and operate with in an emotional capacity, and those I get. And it's like, so from my thought process and my feeling process, you know, I've got to be connected to my brothers and sisters with my heart and with my mind, which means with my mind doing the things I know I should be doing that are appropriate, having a unity of mind and a humble mind, and then with my heart feeling that sympathy, feeling that empathy and loving. And then it says this in verse 9, which is the big part of the call. Do not repay evil for evil. How hard is that? Somebody says something bad about you, you just want to, That's why if you ever do anything seriously in a public format, do not use internet troll people to respond to. You'll be caught up for ages gone by, and there's just no reason to do it. Just not even worth your time, not even worth 5 seconds. I've had people say, well, these Christians say this, and these Christians say this, and I just say, Christians don't say that. It's like it's not complex. They just don't do it. It's not how it goes. But the Scripture tells us not to respond in kind, which involves fleshly behavior. It's not that you never have any kind of response, but don't respond in the flesh. Don't respond carnally. Don't respond from a human element. Always try and function with the divine influence. And then it says this, on the contrary, which means opposite, if you're aware. It says, bless people that revile you. You know what we're supposed to do when they pick on us? We're supposed to bless them. We don't have to agree with them, but you're supposed to pray that God will enter into their lives. We were called, watch this. Watch, this is the biggest thing. You know what part of your call is? You were called to be a blessing. You were called to be a blessing to other people. I just want that to sink in. You know what? That would be the line that we want to nail down, Tugboat Todd, is we are called to be a blessing to people. You want to be one, watch this, so you can get one. Yeah. if you be a blessing, you get a blessing. I like that. I pray almost daily that I will be a blessing to the people here at this work, at this studio, and at this station. Almost daily, that I would be a blessing to them. Because I want to be one to get one. I'm not lying about that. I'm not going to fudge about that. I want to be a blessing. I can get a blessing. If I want to be refreshed, I need to refresh other people. Do it to get it. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him. When Da I Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, "I will never believe your God and change my religion." But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Parents are always amazed at how their children change when they move from childhood to adolescence. A helpful description I read once said, "You can tell a child is growing up when he stops asking you where he came from and starts refusing to tell you where he's going." Raising children isn't easy, but it can be more enjoyable if we use our spiritual growth as an example. God is infinitely patient with our spiritual immaturity and headstrong ways when we begin our relationship with Him. He is the spiritual parent to us that we need to be to our children. This is David Jeremiah encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's counsel on parenting on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com and get your roadmap for life. Route 66. Start your journey home today.
Hey, K-Praise friends. Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Okay, we're going to now do our segment called Finger Puppets. Here we go. Hello. Hello. How are you? I'm doing great. Oh, sorry. This is radio, right? Can't do that. We are talking about putting a camera, a live stream camera. Believe it or not, I've discussed this with people that actually know how to take a camera and hook it up into a computer. And so we're discussing that. We think that would be funny, except we also think we might get in trouble. So we're trying to figure out what's permissible and what's not. I don't think it'd be really good when people see me throwing things across the studio. Not in anger. I throw things because it's funny. See, nobody's expecting it. And then I could take the camera and show people as they walk by the window and they try and do the elevator, which is really funny because most people who do it are really bad. So it's much funnier to watch them.
And most people trip on a third or fourth step, fake step.
Yeah, because they're looking at me and they're not looking that they're going down. And then for some reason, they actually think they're on stairs.
Takes a lot of knee and calf strength.
It takes a lot of, I don't know what it takes to think that by doing that on the radio, they're going to get something from that. What is it that's processing in your minds when you guys do stuff like that? I'm just kind of curious because I know you've done a few things, haven't you?
Yeah, well, you know, you walk by people that haven't been in the studios. When you walk down the studio, there's a real big window that looks into both the studio and the control room. And when people walk by, you just can't help but look into the studio. And usually Dave will be staring right back at you because you're walking by and you feel the need to do something. So
it's kind of like an on-the-spot thing, huh?
Yeah. Cameron does a lot of dancing. Yeah.
I know. There's a couple of things that people have done, though, that, quite frankly, it reminds me of the Geico commercial where the sumo guy is on the skates and he's doing the fabulous...
Not too graceful, huh?
Yeah. We'll just leave that there. All right, let's get into it. A Facebook post that we're going to do, I can speak, just give me a minute. Facebook post we're going to do at the end and the segment after this, really good. So I encourage you to hang on for that. But I do have to get this out because it is a little bit timely and a little bit unique. And so we're going to call this the Meshuggah News, the Cuckoo Edition. What do you got for me?
Meshuggah News.
There you go, Tugboat Todd. That's what I'm talking about. Good job. See? Now see how good that fits into that whole scenario? That's right. I can just see somebody turning this on for the first time going, Christian radio? What? A couple things to go over. I feel this is important for you to be aware of because sometimes I receive sheets every day. And I don't just receive sheets from Salem. Unfortunately, I receive sheets from all these different sources because they all, for whatever reason, think I'm one way or another politically. So I get like a whole bunch. And then you get some and you get three or four in a row on a single page and you're thinking, that's priceless, that's priceless, that's priceless. And then I just, you know, I have to comment. And this is one of those times. Here's the first big story, the Los Angeles School District. Now, just by saying those four words, everybody's ears are going, what? The Los Angeles School District has set up hotlines for students who are upset over the Trump election. What they are not telling you is whether or not these are college students who would actually be of age to vote or high school students who will use any excuse in the world to say they're overwhelmed and don't want to do schoolwork. Just so you can understand, those that know, I'm going back through my master's degree program, and I had three enormous papers due by Saturday, and I did two of them, and I'm working on the third one tonight and tomorrow night. And I want to be able to say something like, Jill Stein has so ruined my mind, I can't write any Greek or Hebrew or do any studying for my paper. The only problem is the school that I attend would go, F. Oh, but the kids are traumatized. What kind of parents are raising children that they're in the 10th grade and they're traumatized, hold on, over an election?
And I like that they want them to call this phone line instead of talking to their parents.
Yeah, no, we'll take care of you, we'll help you, but we won't tell your parents. somewhere between this and letting kids get abortion without their parents knowing is just, it's, wait, it's cuckoo.
It's right? Meshuggah.
It's Meshuggah. That's for sure. Second thing, and to talk about Michigan, because right on top of that, with that, Cosmopolitan, have you heard of Cosmopolitan? It's not just in a bar, I guess. Cosmopolitan, the magazine, has a list of men's accomplishment, a man's accomplishment, as one of the top women accomplishment in 2016. Dwayne, I know you're confused. Don't worry. So what they're saying is they give a list of women's accomplishments, and they have listed a man in one of those women's accomplishments. And it, what was essential about it is, what did this guy do? He spoke at the DNC, Democratic National Convention, in a dress. And thereby, that qualifies him as one of the top women accomplishments. Now, the guy is not identified as a woman, so if I'm that guy and I'm transgender, I'm very upset. I want my own bathroom, and I'm feeling like they're trying to pigeonhole me. On the other hand, I can't believe anybody still reads Cosmopolitan magazine. It's really, I mean, seriously, like Rolling Stone magazine. Really? That hasn't been good since Dr. Hook was on the cover. Really? I mean, come on. Okay. Now, you don't even know who Dr. Hook is, do you?
No, I don't.
My gosh.
I just wonder how, I mean, I am surprised Cosmopolitan magazine's around too. I mean, how many quizzes can you write about your relationships?
In one, not in one. I think that's in every magazine. In one, not in one. I don't know. Just not to be outdone by Cosmopolitan. Time magazine, as you know, has voted Donald Trump man of the year. I don't know why Time magazine also is still relevant, because that seems like it went out kind of a long time ago. But they did say in their article that Democratic voters should not pay taxes. They say that the Democratic voters, 65 million people who voted for Hillary Clinton, should not pay taxes because they don't believe in the system of the Electoral College that we've had all along. They believe it should be done differently. Now, I don't have a problem having the discussion, but it is the same discussion as this. The Cleveland Indians actually won the World Series because they scored more runs than the Chicago Cubs. They didn't win more games. They just scored more runs. And if it was based on runs, Cleveland Indians would have won. But they do it by games. And it was won by the Chicago Cubs. And we do it by Electoral College. And it was won by states. Imagine states having representation. Who'd have thought of something like that? It's bizarre. But this is absolutely my favorite story. And so people are like, why are you doing Michigan News? Just because I feel like I'm in that mood. I had to apologize to my son. Give me some space. This is my favorite story by a long shot. And again, Tugboat Todd might not get this reference, so this ought to be rather funny by itself. But Nordstrom, not doing anything wrong yet, or they do things wrong, but not in this particular thing. Nordstrom is selling, get this, selling, and I'm not teasing, a rock, right? A rock, as in a stone, a rock, in a leather pouch for $85 as a gift for Christmas. It's not a lump of coal. It's a rock. It's a stone. And they've got it in a leather pouch, which I bet's a nice leather pouch. I don't know if they're trying to emulate King David before he became king, you know, the sling kind of thing, or they're just doing a novelty gift. But I will confess now and ask for your forgiveness. I was the previous owner of a pet rock. I did. My parents got me a pet rock, and I liked my pet rock, and for a full day took it everywhere I could. And that was simply a rock in a box. I took it to school. They confiscated it. I've not seen my pet rock since. Never got a ransom note. Never got anything at all. I was just out of my rock. They took it away from me. We're going to take a short break, and then we're going to come back. We're going to do a little bit of history. Fascinating day in history, as many of you know. And we'll do our Facebook post. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back. Come a, come a down, doo-dee-doo, down,
down. Breaking up is hard to local, national, and heavenly talk for San Diego on the David Spoon Experience from K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Wow! In addition to being experts at new roof construction, old roof repairs, remodeling and maintenance, did you know that Excalibur Roofing is also an expert in waterproofing? That's right. No water allowed. Sorry, Rubber Ducky. From using the top-of-the-line Life Deck systems for deck coating to flat or sloping roofs, Excalibur Roofing covers the angles. Get it? With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in roofing classifications, plus testimonials from people just like you, you can count on Excalibur Roofing. Call 760-743-8803. That number again, 760-743-8803. Or go online to their website at excaliberroofing.com. The best part of all their estimates are free. Just give them a call. What have you got to lose? But leaks, not onions. 760-743-8803. For residential or commercial help, remember Excalibur Roofing. They've got you covered.
We keep unity by being united in the Spirit.
Our Daily Bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Marvin Williams. Seeing three large predatory animals cuddle and play together is extremely unusual. Yet this is precisely what happens daily in an animal sanctuary in Georgia. In 2001, after months of neglect and abuse, a lion, a Bengal tiger, and a black bear were rescued by Noah's Ark Animal Sanctuary. "We could have separated them," said the assistant director, "but since they came as kind of a family, we decided to keep them together." The trio had found comfort in each other during the time of mistreatment, and despite their differences, they live peacefully together. Unity is a beautiful thing, but the unity Paul wrote about in his letter to the believers in Ephesus is unique. Paul encouraged the Ephesians to live up to their calling as members of one body in Christ. By the power of the Holy Spirit, they would be able to live in unity, as they developed humility, gentleness, and patience. These attitudes allow us to lovingly bear with one another in love through the common ground we have in Christ Jesus. Despite our differences, as members of the family of God, we have been reconciled to Him through the death of our Savior, and reconciled to each other to the ongoing work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Sometimes we need a little extra motivation to help us spend time in God's Word each day. And now it couldn't be easier with email devotionals from Our Daily Bread. Sign up for the daily encouragement at getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. I do want to let you know, if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. Please don't forget, you can also go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience. The David Spoon Experience. There's also David Spoon. There's also David Spoon Experience. There's also David Spoon Author. There's also his appointment is also in there, and a few other things. Just a lot of them. And then don't forget hisappointment.com if you're looking to get a book that'll encourage you to get through what might have seemed like a crater in your Christianity, trying to figure out why God allowed big things to happen. That's what the book is all about, hisappointment.com. I guess you can figure out where we're going with that just by the title. But there's a personal story in there. I talk about my personal journey about from growing up into a Jewish home to my drug interaction to my decision for Christ, and then what happens after that. There you go. A couple things that we definitely want to cover Big acknowledgement, of course, today, December 7th. This is from Albert Mohler. I'm going to make sure to give credit there. 75 years ago today at 7:48 in Hawaii, forces of the Imperial Japanese Navy attacked the American Pacific Fleet at Pearl Harbor. The attack involved 353 aircraft flown from six Japanese aircraft carriers. The attack was savage, intended to destroy the United States Pacific Fleet before Japan would even declare war. By the end of the day, more than 2,000 Americans would be dead and almost 1,200 wounded. President Roosevelt asking Congress for a declaration of war called December 7th, 1941, a date that will live in infamy. And so it does, even as our brave and honored veterans of Pearl Harbor and World War II are passing from our midst. December 7th, 1941 is still a date that lives in infamy. That's from Albert Mohler from his Today's a date that still lives in infamy. I just want to make sure people recognize that. A couple of the things to tell you about this date for those that are interested in historical connections. This day in 1787, Delaware became the first state to ratify the United States Constitution. On this day, 1787. This day in 1842, the New York Philharmonic performed its first concert for the music lovers. This day in 1972, Americans' last moon mission to date was launched as Apollo 17 blasted off from Cape Canaveral. This day in 1987, Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev set foot on American soil for the first time, arriving for a Washington summit with President Ronald Reagan. This day in 1995, a lot of space stuff today. 1995, a 746-pound probe from Galileo spacecraft hurtled into Jupiter's atmosphere, sending back data to the mothership before it was destroyed. And on this day in 2004, Hamid Kazarai, was it Kazarai? I can pronounce it all the time. Oh, you know, I'm just so bad with names. What is it with that? I don't know. Anyway, he was sworn as Afghanistan's first popularly elected president. For those that do not know, this day also has meaning, for on this day in 1974, on this day in 1974, a scant 42 years ago this day, I was bar mitzvahed at Sherry Zedek Temple in Southfield, Michigan. Anniversary of my bar mitzvah. In fact, that was a problem that my parents had, as they were saying, do you want to do this on December 7th because of Pearl Harbor? They didn't want it to be conflicted or connected. And I thought that was thoughtful of them. What they didn't consider, though, is once we got everything rolling, is I can tell you exactly what happened, is on Wednesday and Thursday of this week, 42 years ago, at this point, this was Bloomfield Hills where we lived. Congregation was in Southfield, but in 42 years ago, it snowed like crazy. My dad, who was into building and construction, had to have his snowplow teams, his Caterpillars, come in to our neighborhood to blow it all out so that and get all the snow gone, and so he could have the bar mitzvah party because it was a big house, a big deal, and so on and so forth. And then my dad, actually, not a joke, tried to collect money from the neighbors to pay him back for clearing out the neighborhood. You want to know where I get it? Read the book. That'll tell you everything. Let's get our Facebook post rolling. What do you got for me, Tugboat Todd?
Baby, if you've ever wondered whatever became of
WKRP in Cincinnati.
WKRP.
There you go. Les Nessman. I love Les Nessman. I'm not going to say who Herb reminds me of, but if it was a football team, it'd be somewhere in Ohio. Anyhow, just leave it there. He's probably doesn't even know what I'm talking about. Anyhow, let's get into it. Psalm 121, verses 1 through 2. Psalm 121, verses 1 through 2 say this. I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. So getting into the Facebook post, it says this: our help does not come from ourselves. People that say the Lord helps those that help themselves do not know Scripture. That is incorrect. The Lord does not help those who help themselves. In fact, those who help themselves are typically defiant of God and are standing in prideful rebellion, and that is the last of who he likes, so to speak. Our help does not come from other people as our source and resource, our finances as our source or resource, our bodies, our careers, our goals, our family. One of the candidates used to say, family, faith, and friends. No, not in the kingdom of God. It's faith, family, and friends. Our help doesn't come from the whole slew of our resources in humanity. Our help comes from God. That's where your help comes from. Any other help is weak. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California, taking a 22-hour break. Then we'll be back with more Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.